This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and the new star of 24. All right, see if you can. I don't know what the scoop is with that microphone because it was working, but.
You can't hear me.
No, I can't hear you at all. I don't understand that. All right, so we'll have to work
this
on
is
that.
It's very mysterious.
Isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Well, I think
you have a
rather.
Secret guest, and we don't know.
I have a very secret guest.
That was the microphone. This is a little behind the scenes, but that was the same microphone, I think, right, that your grandson Miles would appear on every day?
He
and then
blew
it
out.
Never turned off. Yeah, it never turned
Are
off.
Are you throwing Miles under the bus right now, Victoria?
No, yeah. It's not his fault.
You can hear them, though, right, Chuck? Huh? He can hear you, but he can't
Maybe
hear
he's stuck like a frog in there or something like
huh?
that.
No. I don't know. Valen, play a commercial and let me see if I can make this work because you'll all be very excited to have this conversation. The girls will be very excited to talk to our not such a mysterious guest after this.
So it would be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, let's try this over again. 9 after the hour, the DJV program is Thursday, September the 9th. Normally at this time we'd be heavily involved and invested in big issues of the day, but I thought we'd have a little digression in this hour, and so I brought in my friend, and actually, he's almost, I think I've accused you of being my second son. I'm not sure how you like that. Jonathan Tucker, the actor who starred most recently in Debris on NBC, and now shooting a film in North Carolina in which you play the husband of the... Are you a bad guy or a good guy in this movie?
You know, this is a good... This is one of those things, Dudley.
Yes,
I think
Jonathan.
Your colleagues here who I've had the privilege of speaking to a few times will appreciate. I always like to, like, let these things go a little bit of length because you just never know if you fit in, you know, on these sorts of things.
Wait, so you're talking about the movie that you're making or television?
You get cast, you get hired, you go out there, it all feels good. But you want to get in a few weeks before really having a conversation about it. Because you go out on the DJV show, yeah. You know, you make some big proclamation and announcement, and then you go back to North Carolina, and they're like, you know, we just want to say you're great.
And Mark Wahlberg's in your trailer.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. So why don't we just keep, we'll say, you know, I'm lucky to be employed.
Yes, good.
And I think you and I have talked about the difference between employment and work. You know, you can always work. Employment is something that is slightly different. But when you do get employed, you really want to get your time in there before you start telling everybody about it.
Well, do you, when you're not shooting a movie or a TV show, do you consider yourself unemployed?
Yeah, sure.
I think I noticed when you gave a donation to a local politician here that you listed your employment as unemployed.
Well, you know, there's a lot of, it's like actors like doctors are like, it's like structured like an S corporation, so it's like a pass-through, and so
right.
Like you're the head of your own corp. It's all kind of a little silly, and frankly,
yeah.
It's an income-based business, so we don't, we get yanked around on the taxes, but I'm unemployed when I'm not employed, and when I am employed,
perfect.
I don't really want to talk about it until the thing's done,
okay.
Or at least
right.
I definitely have job
so,
security.
Jay
and
Victoria.
I think you just
Victoria.
Say it's seasonal.
Exactly.
Right, Jennifer and Victoria, and
the season.
Jay, when you weren't here, we were talking a lot about debris, and I know you were proud of that. It was a very involved program. It was something that you had to pay attention to every second. I remember as I was glued there, and I'd sometimes back and forth to you about what was going on, and then you'd be outraged because I picked up on something that you didn't think was that important.
Well, you know, that, getting to do a sci-fi.
Yeah,
yeah. You spent some mornings with Dudley. It's one of my favorite. By the way, Dudley, you haven't even told anybody what I'm wearing right now. You haven't given any description whatsoever.
I don't think that's pertinent to the discussion because this is an audio forum.
You
people
asked
care
somebody
about.
Earlier what
who's
creep
say,
show.
Yeah, what are you wearing?
Like a big creepo.
You know, yeah. I just got out of the shower. Dudley's work in the radio show. It's, you know, the beautiful reverberations of his. professional grade radio voice humming through this 19th century home out here in beautiful Framingham, Massachusetts. And, you know, why bother putting on a shirt or a pair of underwear when I can get right into the studio and talk to you
oh,
with
wait,
my
is
towel
it,
and wet
so
hair?
So you're the shirtless
guy. Is this naked
guy?
Radio?
Because I just
this
heard Doug
radio.
Say, well, he could put
no,
a shirt on.
Naked radio. Yeah.
Is that so?
Yeah.
You were referring to Jonathan about
yes,
the
correct.
Guy
I
who
was,
needs to put a shirt on. Okay,
yes.
I thought it was someone
right.
who was working on the farm. I was confused.
No.
I am working on the farm, too. And
right.
I'm not employed,
right.
but I am working on the farm.
Right, yeah,
sure.
Like most of the rest of us on the farm.
It's seasonal. It's seasonal.
So we were talking about 24 being revived, and I was thinking of you as you would be, you kind of like to play bad guys, and I could see you as a bad guy in 24.
That's not true. I like to play
Or he could be like the new Jack Bauer.
You think Tucker could be the new Jack Bauer?
Absolutely.
Why don't you make that announcement? You know, then see, this is the difference.
Right. Let's make this.
You
announcement.
Make that announcement, then you step into that role versus trying to get me knocked off of something else.
Okay, so Tucker is the new star of 24.
Perfect.
If you had, looking back at your career, or looking at what you're doing right now, if you could pick a choice, if you had a choice of picking any role that was out there, what role would you pick? What role do you find most desirous?
I don't know. I really want to do theater, Dudley.
Do you really?
It's like this funny thing, you know, like all theater actors seemingly always want to do film and television. And
right. So now film and television guys
want
to do
theater. I guess. Yeah, I really want to go do theater.
So of the roles we would know, what one do you desire the most?
Oh, that's a good question.
Are you like a Broadway sing and dance kind of guy?
Oh, no,
or?
No, no,
oh,
no,
good
no,
God,
good,
no.
Good God, no.
Do you want to be like Olaf and Frozen? Or what are you talking about?
No, you know, I want to go do like contemporary theater in New York, you know, even if it's some small stage. I just want to like
Chris
get
Noth
on
is,
stage.
You know Chris Noth?
Mm, of course.
Okay, so he's got a theater, right? He owns his own theater in someplace in Broadway. And I would bet that there are a lot of things that he does down there that would be to your liking.
Dudley, you got enough on your hands right now with the radio program and running a farm and being a wonderful father and grandfather. I don't think you should go into entertainment agency.
Really?
As well.
Should stay out of
I think
that,
you
okay.
got to keep focused on what you got in front of you.
Okay. All right, ladies.
He's a song and dance man.
This is my new Broadway manager, Dudley Stephan.
Right.
Yeah. Big Doug here.
I
like, don't
do
talk
that.
To me. Get on the phone with my agent manager, Doug Stephan, please.
Right. Exactly. I could do that on the side.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So the ladies always have questions to ask of you. Go ahead, ladies. What questions do you have of Jonathan Tucker?
Well, can I talk about the tea that you gave me from the radio program? Are they still working with you guys?
No, they are not currently sponsored.
That. I'm not even talking about
it. You like them?
I did like that tea. I thought it was delicious.
Oh, the
get
tea.
The tea.
Oh,
get the tea. I drink it. Yeah.
That was the poop tea, right?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I thought it was just a regular old longevity, you know.
Well, it's longevity, but also helps to make everything work well.
There you go. Well, everything's working great, and I liked that tea.
Really?
Just a little underscore in the old sponsorships here on the DJV show, you know. selling some good products.
Are we getting anywhere with this conversation, or is this just like...
We're having a nice time.
We are having a nice time. Yeah, that's important to have a good time. I think, Jennifer, what do you... You're a Californian. What do you think of Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder? This is... Here we go. Let's put him right.
See the egg incident of Venice?
Big smile on his face. Right, yeah, no, you and Jennifer can have that conversation. Yeah,
I think that California is deeply problematic.
Really?
Terrible state of affairs.
And that's the understatement of the world.
I mean, look, here's what I'll say. It is just so disappointing how our politicians are just trying to divide us in this country. It's just so profoundly disappointing. There's not a single politician I can really point to. Really, who actually genuinely wants, you know, the good for the American public.
My theory behind all this, because I agree with you, I think they've made a lot of money, the politicians, off of keeping us divided, like team sports. You know, you're a Dodger or a Yankee.
It is 100%. God forbid you say something contrary to, like, the party platform. God forbid you vote for somebody that you might not agree with them on all their points. I mean... It's so divisive. Sorry, I didn't mean
but
to.
It's a no, but it's a distraction, I think, because while we're all busy fighting with each other because of the D or the R or the independent by our name, it's like they're not doing anything and continuing to make a lot of money.
Correct.
I don't
Correct.
Know. Whoever needs term limits, I think now's the time.
Let me ask you, do you know any successful person who's lived a really great life, has a wonderful family, has built an extraordinary business, knows how to lead people who from the private sector, who goes, you know what I want to do? Right now I'd love to go get dragged by the teeth over tarmac through the political process and have like my entire reputation and life essentially ruined by both parties and by the media. And like any accusation is underscored.
It's also so much easier to get stuff done in the private sector. You know, if you really want to do good, it's a lot faster to do it on your own terms in the private
Absolutely.
Sector.
Absolutely. And how are we going to expect them? There's no incentive whatsoever to
right.
attract really wonderful talent because they're
yep.
just going to be totally and utterly
I wouldn't
want to
do
demolished.
It. No way. I mean, if somebody would have said, you know, doing the radio show that I do, people go, oh, you should run for Congress. No way. It's too much.
And have you ever... After Jennifer does this program, she goes to KRLA in Los Angeles, does mornings there after.
I mean, being in California, we're paying 13%, you know, income tax at that top level.
And you can't pay for gas. I mean, $5 a gallon for gas.
And the homeless issue is extraordinary. And the schools are not, you know, we're paying the top tax bracket and we're not getting the top services.
Well, see, you nailed it. That's just it. People wouldn't mind. Well, I think people would always mind paying more, but there would be more of a justification to pay more to live here if we were getting the services back. But the schools are suffering. People are living and dying on the streets. No one's doing anything about that. It's really hard for a middle-class family to buy a house. It's really depressing.
Yeah, but
you have a great state
correct.
Filled with great weather and people.
And, you know, if you go to a playground anywhere in Los Angeles or San Francisco or Fresno or anywhere in California and you have 50 people who love Newsom and 50 people who love Elder and they all have kids playing in the playground, everyone's together. Yeah. Everyone's looking out for each other's kid. Everyone's trying to help each other. Everybody's having nice conversations of how to raise your kids, probably generally around the same sort of values. But these politicians and these parties and the media just absolutely wants to get clicks and votes and power, and it's just...
All right, we got about a minute left. Jay, how much have you searched social media for Jonathan Tucker? What do you find? You do a lot of stuff on your own, right? Don't you do a lot of... You're always sending me stuff. Are you big on understanding and using social media?
I mean,
I
it's
follow
great
you on Instagram.
Oh, thanks.
I think you're pretty present, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to be. It's nice to be able to connect with people who are supportive of you. So, and it's really easy if someone, you know, if I go into those DMs and somebody asks for like a video or, you know, wants to.
We
say
can
something
slide into your DMs. Is that what you said?
I don't have to charge people for videos. You know, God willing, that stays that way. So,
you
jump
like
on and say happy birthday.
Like
yeah, say hi. Let people know you're grateful.
Jonathan Tucker.
You
can follow him at what? How do we follow you?
At Jonathan M. Tucker, or reach out to my Broadway manager, Dudley Stephan, the DJ Visha.
21 after the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
At the hour now in the DJV program, the likes of Jennifer. Well, actually, Jennifer's got to go do a morning program on KRLA. Jay's here, and Victoria. Jay's got trending things, including a word or two about Steve Burns. Okay, so I'll bite. Who is Steve Burns?
He's Steve from Blue's Clues.
Okay, keep going.
It was a beloved children's show from like. Originally debuted in 1996, and it happened during a time when there were a lot of people saying that there was just no quality children's programming that was not part of PBS. Like, sure, you had Nickelodeon and stuff, but the choices were Rugrats and Doug and Ren and Stimpy. And if you don't know much about Ren and Stimpy, it was a little problematic. One of my favorite shows as a kid.
We still watch it sometimes.
Yeah, there's some strong sexual innuendos and...
But it's not
really
a
dark
show,
humor.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Nick Jr. brought on Blue's Clues, and it was about Steve Burns played the character of Steve, and he was in this animated house solving low-stake mysteries with his pet, who was an animated dog named Blue, and it was all about these different clues. Well, the 25th anniversary is coming up, and he did a video for social media, and he just kind of came back and was talking to his friends, and when Steve left, the show continued, but it was just kind of like a, hey, I'm going to college, peace out, here's my little brother, he's your new friend. And you never saw or heard anything from Steve again. In real life, Steve Burns went and wanted to do music, but he was always very proud of his Blues Clues beginnings and always still spoke very highly of it and was still very protective of the fans. So he comes back, and he's doing this whole, like, hey, I wanted to talk to you. Remember that time when I just kind of abruptly left and went to college? That wasn't cool. I should have given you more notice and all of this stuff. And he's like, I just want to say I'm proud of you. There's student loans, jobs, families, all these kind of things. It's really hard, and you're tackling them all. And he was just kind of talking about how proud he is. But social media blew up about this because all of his fans who are now adults are like, dude, we needed this. We needed to hear Steve from Blue's Clues say he's proud of us. We feel like we can keep going.
That's very comforting.
We can keep surviving. Like, it really became this
huge
thing.
But the target audience
and how everybody on social media came for it.
That would be like mid-20s now, right? The target, the audience from Blue's Clues?
Yes. As well as me.
Yep.
Those 30s, maybe, mid-30s.
So let me ask you. Let me ask you another question about social media. In that the beginning of football season, we were talking about betting and stuff before. Is there much in terms of back and forth on the crowds worried about getting COVID because now the stands are going to be filled? I would think that would be something that would be trending as well. Is it?
No, it's more so the players. It's more so the players who are like, people are going to be getting sick. There's going to be games, and they're all worried about the fines and everything. It's more so from the players' side, not so much the fans. Because the fans can just say, well, we're just not going to go. And the fans who do go kind of don't care.
Hmm. Huh. All right. Some of that stuff, it amazes me what people spend time and invest energy in terms of how they follow stuff on social media. At DJV Show, that's Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/DJV Show, 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
A new season is the perfect time to change up your look. And luckily, 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Snag daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like IT Cosmetics and Benefit. And discover new Gotta Have It launches from brands like Jaclyn Cosmetics and Tula. Experience the thrill of finding new faves during beauty's biggest event. But hurry, this event ends September 18th. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, said Wednesday countries with large supplies of coronavirus vaccines should not offer booster shots through the end of the year and make the doses available to poorer countries. Quote, I will not stay silent when companies and countries that control the global supply of vaccines think the world's poor should be left satisfied with leftovers. End quote. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Kuwait City at the conclusion of a 4-day tour of Persian Gulf states said Thursday the Al-Qaeda extremist group that used Afghanistan as a staging base to attack the United States 20 years ago may attempt to regenerate there now that the Taliban is in power. Smoke alarms went off at the Russian segment of the International Space Station in the early hours Thursday morning, and crews reported noticing smoke and the smell of burnt plastic. Russia's space agency, Roscosmos, said the incident took place as the station's batteries were being charged. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As the Defund the Police movement is being pushed by lawmakers in Washington, D.C., we are seeing the repercussions and lawlessness throughout the United States. Former Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf told Newsmax Tuesday criminals must be held accountable.
This is about the rule of law, making sure that individuals that decide to break the law, that there are consequences for that. And so if you see individuals that are shoplifting or breaking the law, and you're allowing them to walk away with no consequence, obviously that just incentivizes that type of behavior, and you're going to continue to see this in communities across the country. So absolutely, they need to be held accountable. I understand the issue of not being able to prosecute everyone that breaks every crime, but you need to hold a couple of these people and make a target out of them and to demonstrate to others that are going to do this that you have the chance of being caught, and if you're going to be caught, you're going to be prosecuted on crimes that are low dollar figures or don't have any bodily harm to them. So that's why you see a lot of this going unprosecuted. I think for the stores and for others, they're encouraging their employees not to engage because of the ability or the potential to be hurt and the liability there. So I think there's a multitude of different reasons, but at the end of the day, the police, the law enforcement of these different communities need to pick certain cases to go after and to prosecute. If you give a blank check to anyone committing a crime under a certain dollar figure, well, guess what? You're going to see those crimes increase.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, for purposes of this half hour, the J is Jay Kirshner with Victoria and Doug. And a lady who was a very important part of this program for decades. I can say that because I think it was more than one decade.
it was at least two, maybe two and a half.
Okay, two and a half.
More than two, maybe. Yeah.
So, Roberta Fasanelli, for those of you who have listened to this program, and there are a lot of folks who have been listening for years and years to the various people that I've had on the air, Roberta was somebody that I met inadvertently. You girls will get a kick out of this. Roberta was doing, she was on with Imus, and she didn't like the fact that he called her. She was a snow and ski reporter. She's a really good skier. And so she'd been doing news on a lot of the same things you did, Victoria, news in New York on a bunch of stations and been around the news business for a long time. And she was also one of the ski reporters. They had, what was it, Snow Country or something? I forget what the outfit was.
Snow Country Ski Report, yeah.
Okay, so you were doing that, and you were on with Imus, and he called you the snow hoe, and you got upset. And so
that was one of the better things that he called me.
Yeah, right. So then that was the end of him, and you came to me. And
exactly.
it was the beginning of a wonderful friendship. I remember you girls also will get a kick out of this. Early on, when Roberta was still doing the ski and snow reports on the program, we did the whole thing around the country, she brought me, somebody wanted to do a promotion. Mount Snow or some horrible place.
It was one of them. Yeah, it was one
of Vermont.
Them.
Vermont. And we went up there to do the program from this ski lodge. And it was like 30 below zero. It was sunny. Roberta tried to get me to take skiing lessons, which didn't work at all.
Wait, skiing lessons in corduroy pants that you were wearing.
Oh, my God.
And a coat down to his knees. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Wow. So I decided that I wasn't going to do that, but there was a swimming pool that was populated by a lot of silly people. And remember, this is an outside pool in 30 below weather. So I think, I'm going to try this. It was heated. So I jump into the pool, and as soon as I pop my head out of the pool, my head freezes. The water instantly freezes on my head. So I go back under, and I stay under, and I think to myself, how am I going to get out of this pool now that I'm in it?
Quickly.
Like,
quickly.
Yeah.
And you're in corduroy as well in the pool?
No, I was in
a bathing suit.
Anyway, one of the many adventures that Roberta and I enjoyed over the years. But she apparently was tired of me, so she left a number of years ago. That was the slot that opened up for you, Victoria. Victoria now is
you. Thank you, Roberta.
Yeah.
Oh, you're very welcome.
There you go. And it's kind of like the two of you are peas in a pod. I think you'd get to know, you'll know each other now, and you both have that same wonderful personality that we all come to know and love.
We're both New Yorkers.
There you go.
Well, that's it.
There's
the problem right there.
And we both love New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
That's where you are. That's my favorite town outside of New York. New Orleans is my favorite town. It's just, there's something so special and magical about it.
It really is. And they're very similar towns in so many ways.
That's true, actually, yeah. Except New York has no live music. So.
Right. And also not under 80 feet of water. All right, so Roberta has a couple of homes down in New Orleans, and I thought it would be nice to have an update because of Ida and what's gone on down there. I know one of the things that's happening is that the elections were pushed back 5 weeks because of the hurricane. But what was it? What's it like? What have you found it like? You know, as a good reporter, you can bring us the highlights and what's going on. Are you? I think we were talking about this the other day. You were not specifically you, but I think Victoria, you said there was no power, and there probably wasn't going to be till October
till
a lot of power was restored.
Yeah.
Was that true? Where
Well, initially. Yeah, initially the main transmission tower, which was 8 main lines that came into New Orleans, fell into the Mississippi River. Somebody described it as 8 extension cords plugged into one outlet. That was basically what that transmission line was. So the entire city lost power. I mean, everybody, 100%. It was just remarkable. And then we had a week of devastatingly hot weather. It was just, I have never been so hot in my entire life. It was unrelenting. If you didn't have a whole house generator and didn't have an air conditioner that you could run somehow, it was so bad one night that the National Guard was here. They've been giving out ice and cases of water and those meals ready to eat that the military eats, and I had this big thing of ice, and I wrapped it in a garbage bag, and I wrapped it in a towel, and I slept next to it all night.
Wow.
So it was just my partner in bed that night was a huge sack of ice because the heat was just unbearable, and it was hard to drive around town. There's debris all over the place, telephone poles down, lines down. You didn't have to so much worry about the electric lines because there was no power in the city. The whole place was out. And the house that I live in, it's a two-family house. I live on the first floor, and there's a tenant on the second floor. And I decided, kind of like in the middle of the storm, started to really get bad about 7, 8 o'clock on Sunday night. So at about 10 or 11, I went up. I said, I better go up there and check. And I pulled down the stairs that go to the attic, and this waterfall just came down on top of me.
Ooh.
And it was like, oh, this can't be good. So I grabbed a lantern, went into the attic, and it was like just gushing water into the attic. So then I grabbed these two tarps, and I had bins in the attic with Christmas decorations. This type of stuff you store up there. And I grabbed every bin I could and just stuck it under the water, and that was my night. I spent the night in this ridiculously hot attic catching water. And at one point, I was so hot, there was one big hole in the roof, and I actually stood under it to cool off like a shower. It's like,
wow.
Oh, okay. This is kind of nice. I'll just cool
so
off.
Can you find workers, though, under the circumstances, when you have a problem like that, can you find workers to repair the damage, or are they all so busy that you'll not have the roof fixed till next spring?
Well, I was very, very lucky. I had some friends, and they said, do you need anybody to help you with the roof? I said, yes, we need a tarp. So this crew came over. They're all from Honduras, because New Orleans actually has the biggest Honduran population in the United States. And, you know, they said they could tarp the roof, and they said, do you want us to redo your roof? I said, well, when can you start? And they said, tomorrow. I said, do it. Before I even called the insurance company, I said, take lots of pictures. Just do it. So I was really, really lucky. Because like you said, Doug, it could be months before anybody
would. It's always what happens when, and crews come, when there are situations like that, crews come from all over the country to get work. There'll be people from everywhere that come into that circumstance. I was just remembering the last time I stayed in that house was in April of 2015. My God, it seems that was the last day of Charlotte's life. Remember?
Yeah, you had Charlotte with you. That's right. That's right.
Yep. Yeah. And I remember going out, and I got there late, and I didn't have a lot of time to sleep, and so I slept, but it was hot, and I've always enjoyed trips to New Orleans, but I think there was always a way to relieve yourself of the heat. And so I'm imagining, without any power, what do you suppose life was like in places like that before there was electricity, before there was power?
We talked about that. We said, my gosh, we are so spoiled that, you know, that we have all sorts of climate control. And you know me, Doug, I love hot weather.
Yeah.
This was just, and we even have a pool here now in the house I'm living in now, and it was full of construction debris. It was full. I think half of the tiles from the roof came down into the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So I put on some of my scuba gear. Was, you know, I'm a diver, and I went down and cleaned out the pool, and it felt so good to be in the water.
Oh my God. Well,
but I got to say, we're pretty much, I can't say we're back to normal because we're not, but we've got power now. The National Guard and the Army, there were kids here that were so cute from Arkansas, from Kansas, you know, all in the military helping out. And, you know, this town is just incredible, Doug. Everybody
I'm getting the spirit of New Orleans and just the people of Louisiana. Amazing.
But Louisiana is not politically akin to you. You're a typical New Yorker, and I have a hard time imagining what you think of the politics in Louisiana because it's so juxtaposed to what your beliefs are, and certainly a long ways from what politics is like in New York.
Well, you know, there's two things. One, we do have a Democratic governor, which is kind of remarkable. Mm-hmm. And two, you know, when people say, well, how can you live in the South, especially my friends in New York, and I say, I don't live in the South. I live in New Orleans.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, you have to go through the South to get here.
Correct.
I think it's probably, I'd say, about three-quarters Democratic here, very strong Democratic in New Orleans.
Well,
so there's really politics is really not a problem here.
And you have a large ethnic population, not only a large black population. You just said Hondurans. It's a very New Orleans on its own is a very multicultural community.
Well, that's what appeals to any New Yorker.
Yeah,
right. That multiculturalism. It's also the biggest Vietnamese population. When after the Vietnam War, a lot of Vietnamese settled here. So if you go up into East New Orleans, you've got some outstanding Vietnamese restaurants. Just incredible.
Yeah.
So is it as bad, though, people, in terms of Ida versus Katrina? How that was the comparison that some of the news media was making.
Wow, that's a hard question. Katrina, you know, the levee gave way, and that's what everybody was saying this time around, that, boy, the levees held, but well, they gave way
you,
a large
You and
bit.
I talked about the fact that they built the levees the same as they had been, like dummies, instead of making them better.
Yeah, to a category three, basically.
Yeah.
Basically. But that's what hit us. And, you know, thankfully they held. I live in an area that, as I tell people, we're at 7.5 feet elevation where we are because we're near the river. And I said, if we flood, there's a much bigger problem. It means one of the Mississippi levees broken. That's it. Just write the city off.
See, that would make it difficult for me to be comfortable given the weather that's down there. I would think you'd be on pins and needles all that, especially during hurricane season.
You know,
my friends who live in Miami have a worse time of it. They worry more down in South Beach than they do in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just so used to it here, I've learned. Last year we dodged, I think, three or four major hurricanes. It hit Baton Rouge and one hit Houston. And it's just like, okay, another hurricane, let's go out, let's stock up, make sure we have enough alcohol.
And the funny thing is, when New Yorkers also have big storms, not necessarily just hurricanes, but nor'easters, that's exactly what we do. Everybody goes to the liquor store, you stock up on wine, you stock up on everything that you need, some batteries. I'm telling you, they're very similar. You're absolutely right, Roberta. They're very similar mentalities between New Yorkers and people who live in
New Orleans. Next thing we know, Victoria be going to New Orleans. All right, Roberta.
I
love you, and I'm glad that we found you safe and sound. Well, not so much sound, but at least we found you safe. And
love you too, Doug. It's been way too long. And guys, anytime you want to come to New Orleans, let me know. You're absolutely welcome.
I'll make
to
sure
come
I do it. I'll do it in the winter outside of hurricane season. Thanks, Roberta. We're to Fasanelli in New Orleans with the update on what's happened since the this year's run of hurricanes. Speaking of runs, how to get the most from Calitrin is a question that I get often because people hear me talking about Calitrin and the way to lose weight, and people say, how does it work? And I say it's very simple. You take 4 capsules, maybe a tablespoon of the liquid at night on an empty stomach. You get enough sleep so your body can repair itself. Take the ingredients, the all-natural ingredients from Calitrin, and put them to work in your body. It's not a lot of heavy lifting. The science here is very simple. This is an all-natural approach, not only to losing weight, more importantly, to keeping it off. No crash diets, no drugs, no stimulants. That's what it doesn't have. What it does have is a formula that's based on 3 things. Aloe vera, which is really good for your skin. All of the things in it, the collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and the essence of aloe vera, really good for your systems inside and out. It's a fabulous product, been around 24 years. And they always have a special deal for people listening to the DJV program. So after you've decided to choose this way to protect yourself, because what a lot of people do is go on these crazy diets, that's okay. But then you ask yourself, how am I going to keep the weight off? Now that I did all this work, how do I keep the weight off? And that's where Calitrin comes in. It'll guarantee, with an 86% success rate, you know the guarantee is good. And they've been around, as I said, for 24 years, so it has to work. They wouldn't have lasted this long. Check it out for yourself, both men and women. A lot of youngsters losing weight naturally with the product that lots of people are buzzing about here in this country and around the world. Calitrin is the name. The toploss.com website is available. You can get an unlimited buy one, get one free deal right now using the DJV code. Plus, you get free shipping. That's the DJV code when you check out after you've answered all your questions. Look at the website. Feel good about it. And you will, after you've taken it and gotten on the program, feel good about it and good about you. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
Look. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour here on the DJV program. Jay and Victoria and I welcome Chuck Curry with some movie moments, movie news, things, anything that has to do with video, anything that has to do with movies, TV shows, that sort of thing. He is by far the best person, most qualified person I know to talk about that. That's why he's been on this program with me for 29 years, and he'll be back with something that we really we're enjoying the news about what we're going to celebrate right after this. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Congratulations, Jack Bauer. And today is the longest day of my life.
All right, been a while since we heard that, Chucker. What's the scoop?
I thought this is interesting. According to reports, there have been numerous discussions now about the possibility of Fox reviving its classic TV show, 24. In those reports, it did not state, Doug, whether Keith Sutherland's Jack Bauer would be involved. Having said that, I can't see anybody with an intelligent mind. If you're going to do this, you got to get Sutherland back as Bauer. Yeah. They did it in 2017. It was called 24 Legacy, and acted in Corey Hawkins. was a star. He did a good job.
It was okay.
But it just, it was okay. It was watchable.
Yeah.
But it wasn't subtle and Jack Bauer. Yeah. And here's a frustrating thing that always frustrates me. People know Sutherland, who I respect a lot. I think he's a fantastic talent, especially on TV. I thought the show he did after 24 Designated Survivor was actually pretty good.
Good show.
But he has to realize that if Fox does this show or rebrands it or whatever, that the fan base is going to want him. Why doesn't he just give the fans what they want? I mean, it would be a win-win.
Yeah, I think he's thinking about it. That's about the behind-the-scenes stuff. Is I hear that he may have been in part the motivator to see if they can't start this up again because
that'd be good.
He's in a movie this year, I forget what it is, and, you know, he hasn't really done anything since Designated Survivor. He certainly doesn't need the money, but he's on the tour, he's doing that singing, he's got a group that he's singing with, but I think he's getting restless.
And yeah, so, maybe. You know, he actually did a TV series for Quibi, the streaming network, which went to Punk. Yeah, the Fugitive. It was a variation of Fugitive. He was in the Tommy Lee Jones role in that. It was interesting because I started watching it on Roku, and they're like 8-minute episodes, and I understand why that concept didn't work. It's just weird to see something 7 minutes and then bounce into the next one. But if you watch them all back to back to back, it sort of works. So
that's
let's
sort of
hope, Doug, we get a 24 with Jack Bauer.
And that's the thing about 24. We were talking earlier about how it started binge watching for a lot of us. When you just want to listen, an hour show isn't enough. I want some more.
I agree.
Go ahead.
And what's great about great television shows is that a new generation can discover. but, and I'm not saying we're both losing our mind, but if you haven't seen 20, let's just say you're a big fan of the show, and you haven't seen it in years, well, you go back to the beginning. The truth is, you don't really remember, you remember the basics, but you don't remember. It's like watching it fresh, and that's really the cool aspect of
I have all of the DVDs.
Of television streaming.
I was laughing because the lady who's filling in for Phil this week, because he's on vacation, when I asked her to get me the sounder for 24, she didn't know. She's 23 years old. She didn't know what I was talking about. She had no clue what 24 was all about. And Victoria and Jay and I just went, okay.
Great television show, though.
Yeah, it really was great television.
Yeah. I just want to point out one more thing. Today is Adam Sandler's birthday. He turns 56 years old. Most of his movies are never going to get seriously considered critically, but the guy knows what he's doing. He delivers for the mass audience, and I'm a big fan.
You know what to expect. It started, maybe a little bit of it started with a Hanukkah song, frankly. I think that was one of the most clever, fabulously entertaining things to come along in a long time. All right, Chucker, thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug.
Chuck Curry here with Movie Moments on the DJV program with Jay and Victoria and Doug at 59 past the hour.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.